Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're heading to New Zealand.
Ooh, New Zealand.
Yeah, specifically a town called Wellsford.
Wellsford.
You might be thinking Wellsford, really, but trust me, even a simple accommodation listing, like the one we're diving into today, can reveal some surprising things about a place.
Absolutely. It's like a doorway to understanding local trends, traveler preferences, even a bit of marketing strategy.
Okay, so let's set the scene for you. We've got this new listing, Wellsford Getaway Accommodation, located at 25 Matheson Road. It just popped up this month, October 2024, and it's usually $160 a night.
Okay.
But here's the catch. They're running a special for $120. Seems like they're aiming for couples looking for a little escape. What do you make of that price point?
Well, $120 a night is pretty enticing, especially when you consider what else Wellsford has going for it.
Right. Like what? Tell me more.
For starters, Wellsford is often considered a gateway to Northland.
Northland.
Yeah, a region known for its stunning coastlines and natural beauty.
So you could be staying in this cozy accommodation, A&D, have easy access to all that Northland has to offer. That's a win-win.
Exactly. But even Wellsford itself has a certain charm. Surrounded by rolling farmland with a charming village atmosphere, it offers a taste of rural New Zealand life.
You've got me intrigued.
Yeah.
Okay, back to this Wellsford getaway accommodation.
Yeah.
We've got a few glowing reviews mentioning friendly hosts and a welcoming atmosphere.
Oh, nice.
One even said the location was central to everything in Wellsford. What does that even mean in a place like this?
Good question. Central in Wellsford probably means you're within walking distance of local shops, cafes, maybe even some parks or walking trails. It offers a level of convenience that's perfect for a relaxing getaway.
Makes sense. Now let's talk amenities. The listing highlights a fully equipped kitchen, outdoor dining, and fast Wi-Fi.
Oh, very nice.
Plus, they even mentioned hangers in the bedroom.
It's interesting you pick up on that. While seemingly insignificant, those little details can actually reveal a lot about their target audience.
How so?
Think about it. The kitchen, the outdoor dining, even the hangers point towards a traveler who values comfort and convenience.
Okay.
Someone who wants to settle in, maybe cook a meal, enjoy a morning coffee on a patio. It's all about creating a home away from home experience.
Okay, I see what you mean. It's not just about providing a bed, it's about creating a feeling, an experience.
Obviously. And speaking of experiences, one of the reviews mentioned being a quick 25-minute drive from Goat Island.
Goat Island. Isn't that New Zealand's first marine reserve? I remember reading something about that.
That's right. It's famous for its crystal clear waters, abundant marine life, and incredible snorkeling and diving opportunities. By mentioning their proximity to Goat Island, Wellsford Getaway Accommodation is cleverly tapping into a whole new market. Eco-conscious travelers, adventure seekers, anyone looking for a unique New Zealand experience.
It's like they're saying, stay with us, and you're not just getting a place to sleep, you're getting an adventure.
Precisely. And that brings us to an interesting point about marketing. Remember how the marketplace NZ is heavily promoting this accommodation?
Yeah, they were pushing their one-page boost website service, claiming it helps businesses stand out. What's the deal with that?
It suggests a competitive market where local businesses are vying for visibility in the digital world. This one-page boost is intriguing. It highlights how crucial a strong online presence is in today's world, even for something as traditional as a local accommodation.
That makes a lot of sense, especially with more and more people booking their travel online. But what about competition in the more traditional sense? What other options are out there in Wellsford?
Well, we did find information on one spot, the Wellsford Inn. They seem to be going for a completely different
Oh,
vibe.
really? How so?
Let's see. Their whole thing is about hearty meals. Think man burger and rump steak and chips. It's giving very much classic pub, family-friendly atmosphere.
Interesting. So you've got this peaceful, get away from it all vibe at the Wellsford Getaway Accommodation, and then a more lively social scene at the Wellsford Inn. Sounds like Wellsford caters to a pretty wide range of travelers.
You got it. And that actually reveals something quite interesting about the town's tourism strategy. By supporting businesses that cater to different needs and preferences, they're casting a wider net, attracting a more diverse group of visitors.
That's smart. Okay, so we've talked about the location, the amenities, the competition, but what about the experience? What's it actually like to stay at this Wellsford getaway accommodation?
That's where those glowing reviews come in handy. Remember how both guests raved about the friendly hosts and the welcoming atmosphere?
Yeah, they made it sound like you're staying with old friends rather than at a random accommodation.
Exactly. That personal touch can make all the difference, especially in the age of online bookings and impersonal travel experiences. It seems like Wellsford Getaway Accommodation is really capitalizing on that desire for genuine connection and personalized hospitality.
It's like that old saying, people will forget what you said, but they'll never forget how you made them feel.
Precisely. And when you combine that personalized touch with the comfortable amenities, the convenient location, and the proximity to natural wonders like Goat Island, you've got a winning formula for a memorable travel experience.
I couldn't agree more. It's like they've created a mini narrative around this accommodation. You're not just booking a room, you're booking a story. A story that starts with exploring the wonders of Goat Island.
Imagine yourself snorkeling in those crystal clear waters, surrounded by vibrant coral reefs and schools of colorful fish.
Wow, what a visual.
And then after a day of adventure, you retreat to the comfort and tranquility of Wellsford Getaway Accommodation. You whip up a delicious meal in your fully equipped kitchen, enjoy dinner al fresco in your own private outdoor dining area.
And finally, unwind with a glass of local wine as the sun sets over the rolling farmland.
Now that's what I call a perfect getaway.
Seriously. Wellsford Getaway Accommodation has officially been added to my travel bucket list. But, you know, this whole deep dive has got me thinking. We've explored the accommodation, the surrounding area, the local competition, even a bit of marketing strategy.
We've even touched upon the psychology of travel and the power of creating a compelling narrative.
Exactly. It's amazing how much we can learn from a simple accommodation listing. But before we get completely sidetracked by our wanderlust, I think it's time to bring it back to the bigger picture. What does this all tell us about the tourism landscape in a place like Wellsford? It strikes me that Wellsford might be more than just a gateway to Northland, as we initially thought. It sounds like it's becoming a destination in its own right.
You're spot on. What we're seeing here is a shift in the way people travel. Forget the crowded tourist traps and cookie-cutter experiences.
Right.
Today's travelers are looking for something different.
Something more authentic, maybe.
Exactly. They crave unique experiences, genuine interactions, and a chance to connect with the local culture and natural beauty of a place.
And it sounds like Wellsford is perfectly positioned to deliver on that desire.
Absolutely. Think about what we've uncovered. The emphasis on personalized hospitality at Wellsford Getaway Accommodation, the diverse range of options like the Wellsford Inn, the proximity to incredible natural wonders like Goat Island. Wellsford offers the best of both worlds, a tranquil escape from the everyday hustle and bustle, with easy access to adventure and authentic experiences.
And let's not forget how businesses are adapting to the digital age, with services like the Marketplace and Ziz One-Page Boost. They're making sure that even in a small town like Wellsford, they're on the map for travelers who are looking for something special.
That's such a crucial point. It highlights how the digital landscape is leveling the playing field, allowing smaller towns and businesses to compete on a global scale. It's no longer just about being in the right place. It's about being found by the right people.
And Wellsford Getaway Accommodation, with its targeted marketing and focus on creating a unique experience, is a prime example of how to do just that.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's a reminder that even in a world saturated with information, a compelling story, a genuine approach, and a deep understanding of what your audience craves can make all the difference.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the key takeaway for our listeners? What should they be thinking about, especially if they're planning a trip to New Zealand?
I'd say don't underestimate the power of venturing off the beaten path. Look beyond the obvious tourist hotspots and consider those hidden gems, those places that offer a genuine taste of local life and a chance to create truly unique travel memories.
Places like Wellsford, for instance.
Exactly. You never know what hidden treasures you might uncover when you dare to explore a little deeper.
Well said. And who knows, maybe our listener will find themselves enjoying a man burger at the Wellsford Inn or snorkeling in the crystal clear waters off Goat Island before we know it.
Now, wouldn't that be a testament to the power of a good deep dive?
Absolutely. Thanks for joining me on this journey. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.